Grace be yours and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Word of God for our devotion this evening on the wonder of God's promise is recorded in Genesis chapter 9. We read there verses 8 through 17. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those who came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. This is God's word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, dear Christian friends, have you ever tied a verbal promise to a visible symbol of that promise? Those of you who are married, take a look at the third finger on your left hand. Do you remember hearing your spouse say, Receive this ring as a sign of my love and faithfulness? God has made such a connection. Next time you take the Lord's Supper, look closely again at the unleavened bread and the grape wine that we use. And then remember that in, with, and under those visible elements, God says that we have received in His true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness. Noah and his family, after they came out of the ark, after being in there for a little over a year in the flood, also heard God make a verbal covenant with them. Never again will I destroy the world with waters of a flood. And then God attached to that verbal covenant a visible sign of His promise. And that visible sign is the rainbow. But poised under that rainbow in the sky was another combination of a verbal agreement and something visible as a sign of it. God had spared Noah and his family for the primary purpose of carrying the promise of the Savior, Jesus Christ, through the flood to the generations of the future. And so poised under that rainbow was God's verbal commitment and covenant to send the Savior of the world. And then God tied that to a visible seal of that covenant by sending His eternal Son into the flesh who became, or into the world who became flesh and blood. What did John write of Jesus in the first chapter of his gospel. He said, we have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. And then later he pointed to the flesh and blood Jesus approaching him and the crowds that had come out to him along the Jordan River. And pointing to Jesus, he said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This evening, we are going to talk about God's promises, the wonder of those promises, and the visible signs that go with them, but particularly the wonder of the promise of our Savior. So under the theme this evening, we begin alongside Noah and his family and hear God talk about the wonder of his promise. We see, first of all, that it is a promise God made for all generations. Secondly, it is a promise that is built on the certain word of God that God gives us. And thirdly, it is the wonder of his promise, a covenant that he attaches to visible signs. I hope you notice that in the account that I read to you, God did all the talking. God did all the promising. He said, never again will life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. That's the same God who had promised Noah that he and his family would carry the promise of the Savior through the destruction of the earth. And then God placed into the sky a multicolored rainbow, a seal, a sign painted in those different colors so that Noah and his family and their family and all generations to the end of the world would see that visible sign of God's promise that he would never destroy the earth. But it would also be that visible sign to all generations of the Savior. Because that's why God had spared Noah and his family in the first place. Those two promises are so tied together that God would never destroy the world by water again as he preserved it in a time of grace to repopulate it so that he could keep his promise in the future of sending the Savior. The rainbow in the sky is the visible sign of God's promise to Noah and to Noah's children. It was a promise to their children and their grandchildren, and it is a promise to all generations that Noah's descendants would carry with them to the ends of the earth. And so when you and I see the wonder of God's promise in the rainbow, I want you also to think about that wonder of God's promise of your Savior and how God has carried on and passed along to us and to our children that promise of the forgiveness of our sins, life, and salvation, and how they will pass it on from one generation to the next. How we hear pastors and teachers share that good news of Jesus so that the Holy Spirit can call more and more to faith as we wait for the end of the world. The Lord had spared the remnant of his church so that that church could grow and carry the promise of the Savior to the world. That wonder of his promise was done for the sake of the first gospel that God had spoken to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That sign of the promise was to be a reminder of God's verbal promise of the seed of the woman who would come and crush the serpent's head. Oh, judgment day is coming. The destruction of the world and the end of the world is as near as 1 second. God is not slow in keeping His promises, as some people count slowness. The Mayans haven't determined when the end of the world's going to be, but God has. And when we see a rainbow, we're reminded that we have those days until the end to take that wonder of the promise of Jesus to the lost world. The wonder of God's promise is eternal as it's carried by the church who proclaims Jesus Christ. We will live and reign eternally with Christ in that promise. The rainbow doesn't mean only that there will be no more flood. It means that under that rainbow continues that for me and for all who are in Christ, there is no more condemnation. But just as that wonder of God's promise was made and intended for all generations, it is a promise that is made on God's certain word that He gives. The word of God cannot be broken. Jesus said the scriptures cannot be broken. They stand as God's word. We cannot add to them or subtract from them. They cannot be changed. They remain the same. The writer to the Hebrews said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And John says of Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Just as that living Word constantly remains the same, it is certain, so the written Word of God, inspired to us by the Spirit, is certain. The verbal covenant of God's Word that came to Noah is just as sure and certain and the same when it comes to you and to me. In his second epistle, Peter wrote, "We have the sure Word of God, and you do well to pay attention to it." The context of that is interesting. Peter had just talked about seeing with his own eyes the transfigured Christ shortly before Jesus died on the cross. And so Peter said, we don't follow cleverly invented stories. We are eyewitnesses of Christ's glory on the mountain. But then he said this, but we have the certain word of God, and you do well to pay attention to it. In other words, what is even more sure than what I saw? It's what God says. And isn't that a good reminder for us? That no matter what we see, no matter what we conclude by what we see, no matter what we think we see, we do better to listen to the certain Word of God. Because that Word of God won't fool us like our eyes. That certain Word of God won't lead us astray as perhaps might what we think we see or perceive that we saw in something in life. Noah and his family had the wonder of God's promise to see that rainbow. But even more, they had the certain word of God that God had spoken to them, that they would see in faith ahead in Christ. Rainbows are a wonderful thing. In that state out in the Pacific that I promise I won't mention too often anymore, In that state out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you literally see rainbows every day. Almost every direction you look, you see rainbows. And I was reminded of this as I thought about, although I had already written this and already had prepared this, but I thought how fitting that is to look and see that rainbow, that wonder of God's promise, and know that there would never be another flood. But then to also think about that wonder of the promise that God has not changed His mind. And the righteousness of Christ that God imputed to Noah through faith is the same righteousness of Christ that God imputes to us through faith. And our faith does not rest on a rainbow, but it rests on the certain Word of God. And finally, that word of promise that God gives to us is something that is tied to visible signs, as we've seen already. But think of some of the other visible signs or visible seals that God has attached His verbal covenant to. Can you think of some of them? God promised Abraham that he would be a great nation and that he and his descendants would be as countless as the stars in the sky. And what sign did he give him of that promise? Circumcision. God told one of the kings, King Ahaz, and the house of David, that they would defeat God's enemies. And then Isaiah said, God is going to give you a sign of that. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel. God told the shepherds that a Savior had been born to them who was Christ the Lord. And then He gave them a visible seal. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Jesus' cross and His empty tomb that we see through that certain Word of God are signs connected to God's certain Word. The cross is connected to God's Word that I am a jealous God, and I'm not kidding that I'm going to punish your sins. The empty tomb is a visible sign attached to God's Word that He punished Jesus Christ in our place. And He promises in the Word that Jesus has conquered sin and death and hell and shows it by His resurrection. We see His empty tomb and connect that to His Word that Jesus did those things as my substitute. The wonder of God's promise He made long ago has not changed one bit. The Lord God will keep His promise of not sending another flood, and He kept His promise of sending Jesus to be our Savior. In those promises of the rainbow, in those promises of the gospel, just as Noah and his family were spared from that first judgment with water, you and I and all believers will be spared from the final judgment of fire. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ.